With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A federal judge tomorrow will consider tribes' request to put a hold on oil pipeline construction in northeastern Montana in light of coronavirus concerns. Yellowstone Public Radio News reports that tribal members gathered this week in Phillips County to protest the ongoing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Around 10 tribal members of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes of Montana, along with several representatives of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe and Blackfeet Nation, rallied this week. They wore face coverings as they lined up in Phillips County to protest developer TC Energy's crude oil pipeline, which began construction earlier in April. That means water is life in Lakota, a spiritual phrase tribal members also used to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. Angeline Cheek of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes helped organize the rally. She says not only would the pipeline pose a threat to the water quality and the environment in the region, but the influx of workers could also introduce the novel coronavirus into an area she says is medically underprepared and undersupplied.
You know, we don't have much in this area, and why put our people at risk when these people are coming from all over?
TC Energy says it's working with local health officials and put protocols in place, including a 14-day quarantine to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Fort Peck Belknap Indian community in Montana and the Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota are part of an ongoing lawsuit against TC Energy and the federal government that says the pipeline violates historic land treaties. The tribes requested a restraining order on construction. A federal judge has scheduled a hearing on the case for Thursday. The tribe's attorney, Matthew Campbell, says the United States has an obligation to uphold those treaties and protect the tribes from harm.
And a crude oil pipeline through their lands is certainly something that deserves their protection, especially now, given the pandemic and the increase in employees that will be moving into these areas near these tribal communities.
In a statement, TC Energy says it awaits the judge's ruling. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.